It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to my very special guest today, the beautiful Andrea Napier, Mrs. SA semi-finalist. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
She's smiling. Big, big smile. It's lovely. It gives your face something to do, doesn't it, really, you know, when you smile. So listen, welcome to the radio station. And your journey to becoming a Mrs. South Africa's 2026 semi-finalist. You went to the competition to support a friend. I'm not quite sure how that works. Before you embraced it as a personal goal. Tell us.
That's right. So a friend of mine had a dream. And she said in her dream she saw my face. And she saw a crown. And she saw that the crown was the Mrs. South Africa crown. So she told me about it. And I said, no, you've got it wrong. And she's a model and she's entered lots of pageants. And I said, that's for you, not for me. I'm a social worker. No. And so she ended up not going through with it, but she encouraged me. And I even told her the other day, you sounded like a broken record. So I just went through with it, with the entry form. And then I made it through with the casting and yes.
Became a semi-finalist.
Here I am, and now it's my goal. I'm so excited.
Your friend can't give me the winning Powerball ticket numbers for tomorrow night.
I don't know. I can check with her.
Please check with her, won't you? Okay. So the importance of surrounding yourself with people who believe in your vision and all the incredible support you've received, personal sponsors and silver sponsors throughout the journey. Sponsors, I understand. Silver sponsors, what are they?
Yeah, so with Mrs. South Africa, we required a semi-finalist to have silver sponsors. So the silver sponsors pay that contribution to Mrs. South Africa to extend their brand. And that's on an international platform, really. And so my silver sponsors are Tasha's Closet, which I'm wearing. They dress me every day.
Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And they are a sustainable women's fashion brand.
They don't want it back, do they? You can keep it.
Yes. Well, most of the pieces I can keep. And then there's Luje Designs, and they're an interior design company. Also local in Ballito.
Well, let's talk about them because you've got quite a few local people who've come on board, which is great because they're saying, we're Ballito, we're a close-knit community, we're behind this beautiful lady.
Yes. There's also Cutters, a coffee shop. Have you visited Cutters before?
I haven't,
You haven't?
No.
So they're at the Well, there's Cutters Petite, and then at Ballito Junction, there's also Cutters, and they have lovely brunch. They've got beautiful breakfasts, coffee. That's my favorite thing to have every morning. And then, of course, La Piazza. You were talking about sports. That's a great family spot to go and watch your sport, get a good meal.
Now, well done. Well done to local sponsors for coming on board.
Yes.
Now, you've been a wife for 15 years and a mother to 5 daughters.
That's right.
The poor man you're married to. Six to one. He's outnumbered.
Well, I think he loves it. I think he loves it. He's really a girl dad. And they range in age, to be fair. 3 are out of the house. The oldest is 26. And so our 2 youngest born in the marriage are 14 and 12. So we've just got 2 in the home.
There is a chance of you having another one, having a boy, you know, just to wrap things up.
He clearly makes girls, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Do you realize if you had one more that your family could form a 5-a-side soccer team? Do you know that? But anyway.
Didn't think of that.
Okay. Now, you have a lot of faith in
Jesus.
In Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. That probably helps you in your journey.
Definitely.
And your 20-year career as a social worker. Now, that's a long, long time.
Yes.
And the profession is so vital, despite often working behind the scenes and receiving little recognition. I really take my hat off to what you do.
Thank you.
Because it's a hard job.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about your job.
So when I began social work, what really stuck with me was when I was running the shelter. It's a Sahara shelter. It's still up in operation. And that's manned and run by Phoenix Child Welfare. And I still am passionate about that because we don't have a safe house in Ballito. for abused women and children.
Wow.
So if someone's being abused and they need to escape that situation, they would need to be placed in a different location.
So what do they, what do they do? There's somebody being abused right now, sadly, as we speak.
Yes.
And that woman, sometimes it's men. Sometimes it's children.
True.
Let's use a woman as an example. She's had enough. She needs to get out. She needs to be brave. There is help for her. What does she do?
Yeah, so she would reach out to the police station. If she couldn't reach out to the police station, she could phone child welfare. So Kwadukuza Child Welfare operates in the Ballito area. They would most likely refer her to Sahara Shelter if she needed to get out of the home. And they would accommodate her and her children free of charge for a period of time. So the social worker would work with her and the family and obviously have an exit plan because you can't stay there indefinitely.
You know, you must have worked with numerous people who have been living with a narcissist and they literally are so scared because mentally he controls them. I've done a couple of programs in my 45-year career. He mentally controls them, and then in the majority of cases, it turns physical as well.
Yes.
So the fear for this woman is that she's not going to survive away from that house because she has no money.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, very true.
So she sticks in that relationship for years and years and years, and sadly, sometimes it's too late.
Yes.
Because the dreaded thing happens and the man kills her.
Yes.
So what does she need? What kind of courage does she need just to step away?
All right. So when someone's in a safe house, the social workers work very intensively with that woman. And within the week, we try to get that J88 completed. So all her bruising is documented by a district surgeon and we get an interim protection order. So inevitably, the cycle of abuse continues. Inevitably, the woman does return back to the abusive situation, but at least this time she's returning with a piece of paper so that when the abuse occurs again, he is forced to leave the house and she can at least stay in the house with the kids.
I just hope that piece of paper is strong enough before the horrible thing really happens. Okay, so maybe somebody listening, you know, I mean, I have multi-millionaire friends who live in Ballito. There's lots of them. So maybe somebody's going, I'd love to help with this safe house with Andrea.
Yes.
I mean, that's a possibility. Somebody listening right now could go, you know what? You're right. Let's get involved. What would they do?
They would direct message me and I would work with them intensively. And also with my silver sponsors, they are also coming on board and helping me as well with, you know, their contacts and their, we need the community because it needs to be sustainable. It can't be a once-off.
No.
What
sort of money is involved here? Have you, you've obviously put things down on paper and had a look at it.
So the amount of money that's involved, it is the government gives a small portion. Sorry, I didn't mention that. They do give a place of safety allowance for the shelter, but it's a very small portion. It doesn't even cover the food, you know, every day. So we're talking, yes, hundreds of thousands of rands. But for a business, it's sustainable if they each are contributing a small little amount. And we've got so many businesses
100%.
Here.
Would it be something similar to the Jess Ford Foundation if it came to fruition? No? Yes?
This needs to be a physical place
for
the woman to go.
Okay.
And then they would go to a long-term facility because they'd need actually a year where they are actually saving to then become sustainable to live on their own.
Okay, let's get back to you now just to wrap things up. Now, you told me that I thought they'd probably be 20, 25, maybe. There are 100 semi-finalists in the Mrs. South Africa competition.
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of excitement as well.
Good. I'm glad you're looking at it that way. Now, have you got to have a look at your competition because it is competition, let's be honest. Is there a website where all those women are placed?
Or? Yes. I actually wasn't on social media prior to my session in February.
Not at all.
No, I think I had, maybe I, yeah, I, no, I wasn't.
Great.
And now I've got like 400 followers. So you can go to the Mrs. South Africa page and you can see my little picture there. And if you like my picture or anyone else's picture, you can vote.
You're such a sweetheart. I'm going to do that later. I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you.
So how does it work now? Because you said you're all meeting up in Johannesburg for, for a big shindig.
Yes.
What date
is
that?
The semi-final showcase. It's on the 3rd of July.
3rd of July.
Yes. Where we get narrowed down to 30.
In one day.
Well, it's a week long.
Okay.
Interviews and obviously getting to know you with the judges and workshops. Lots of intensive.
On the 3rd of July, you are told whether you are a...
You walk onto that stage and you're told you're a finalist for the rest of the year or not.
Or it's like, loser! Yeah.
Bye-bye! So long, see ya.
You know what? I have every faith in you. You're not going to let us down, are you?
Thank you. No, no, definitely not.
Promise me now.
Yes, I promise.
Okay, I'm going to get onto your social media pages and say loser if you don't crack it. So 3rd of July. Yes. Okay, so then there's 30. Just very briefly, what happens then? What's the way forward?
So there's a lot of intensive work with the Mrs. South Africa Board of Management and all our organizers. And it culminates in the finals, which is in November.
Okay, and so it's the 30 stay for the, is a 30 in the final?
The 30s, no. So it gets narrowed down,
to
but
what?
Eventually I think it's top five, and then
no. But is it like going into the night's competition? Would it be a 12 or a 20?
Yes, it probably gets. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far.
Doesn't matter. You will.
I'm just going along with the ride. I'm enjoying it.
Start researching. You're going to win this thing. Okay.
Thank you.
And then would it be televised, do you think?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And Mrs. South Africa also has a YouTube channel, so you can keep up to date with all the things that are going on and all the excitement as well.
I'm going to speak
And of course, my page.
Yes.
I don't have many followers, so everyone can follow me as well.
You will after today, I promise you. That's wonderful, man. And we've got every faith in you. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be watching that night and cheering you on.
Thank you, Dad.
Having a few glasses of wine. There's my girl, Andrea. She's going to smash it. All right.
Thank you.
Any final people you just want to thank for the journey so far before we say goodbye?
Yes, I'd like to really just thank Jesus just for his guidance and his favor over my life. Obviously, my silver sponsors, Tasha's Closet, Low J Designs, Cartiers, and La Piazza. Those are my main sponsors. All my personal sponsors as well that have come on board. And my sisterhood. All the the other Mrs. South Africans that are supporting me as well.
No,
they're amazing.
No, they're not.
They really are.
Oh,
they're amazing.
No, they're not. They want to win. What's wrong?
And my family. Oh, my goodness. My family that are so patient. That are so patient and kind with me during this whole.
Okay, sweetheart. It's been really lovely chatting with you. I promise you it has. And will you keep us posted and let us know what goes on in the future?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Definitely.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You're welcome anytime here. Good luck to you.
Thank you.